So you are saying that there is, we can invest our emotions in Krishna and we can direct our intelligence in Krishna's service, and there is dovetailing our anarthas in Krishna's service. So are the two different, or how do we do this? Yeah. So I would say, as far as dovetailing the anarthas is concerned, that is something which is very specific. Say in Narottam Das Thakur's song says, Kama Krishna Karbar Pade. That he says Kama, he doesn't refer to it as lust specifically, he says Kama means desire. So we use the desire to work for Krishna. And we use the our power of desire to fulfill Krishna's desire. Kama Krishna Karmarpane. Ambarish Maharaj also said that Kamam cha dasyena tu kama kamya. He made his desires the servant of Krishna's desires. So Kama Krishna Karmarpane, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Like that, there is a whole series, you know. If there's anger we have, we direct the anger towards those who are envious of Krishna, who are blasphemers of Krishna. That doesn't mean go and beat them up. When directing the anger means, anger also is the energy and it has to be directed properly. When you use that anger to systematically, logically, rationally refute their misconceptions. That is properly channeled, but that's how it's talked about. Now for doing this, we do require to use our intelligence. So whatever be my particular conditioning or interest or nature, if I am going to dovetail in Krishna's service, I have to first of all have my intelligence very clear. And if you consider, say, if this is the circle of bhakti, and this is the circle of my interests, as per my own nature, my own conditionings, whatever. So then, there is some point of intersection among the two. Say, I like Sanskrit, and scripture is Sanskrit. I like English, and English is the medium by which we are speaking. We can speak about Krishna to most people today, many people today.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just want to ask a question.
Okay. So now if you consider the intersection of the two, that is where we want to be situated, at least in the sadhaka stage. And that is where we will be stable. If it is of no interest to us, and it's only for Krishna's interest, then we will not be able to, we will feel that as if we are being deprived. And occasionally we may do that, but on a steady basis, that is the whole principle of varnashram. A brahmana has interest in brahmanical activities, but the brahmana has the brahmanical activities for Krishna. A kshatriya wants to manage, wants to control, to rule, and they do it for Krishna. So I was talking, as far as emotional investment, that means our circle of interest, that is where we are already emotionally invested. But instead of getting emotionally invested in those things which are not connected with Krishna, we focus on those things which are of our interest and which are also connected with Krishna. And gradually as we keep practicing bhakti, then we will move, our circle of interest will overlap more and more with Krishna. And we will become more and more emotionally invested in Krishna. So say initially somebody just likes to sing. And they may sing initially, they may be singing mundane songs, and they come and sing Krishna songs also. So their interest is primarily in singing. But they sing about Krishna, that is their intersection point. But over a period of time, by singing about Krishna, they start realizing that, hey, actually there is something special in singing about Krishna. When I sing mundane songs, I don't get that special thing which I get over here. And thus, their interest will not just be only singing, it will become in singing for Krishna. So that's how we need to use our intelligence to move where we are emotionally invested, not just in mundane things, to the intersection of Krishna and our interests, and then from there, more and more to Krishna directly. Does that answer your question? Thank you.